Every year, new student organizations are formed of all different kinds. Whether they be for community building or bonding over students' shared interests, these groups aim to get students involved. One new group in particular's goal is to help aid a struggling school over 9,000 miles away in Nepal. That group is the Open World Cause. Hi, this is Jake Waters, and I'm here with Connor and Ben, two founders of the Open World Cause, a new student organization here on campus. Now, Ben, do you want to give some information on what Open World is all about for those who may be unaware?
Yeah, definitely. Well, Open World started as a senior project in December of 2011 during my senior year of high school, and we contacted or connected with a teacher named Govinda Panthi, who told us that he had this dream. You know, he lives in rural Nepal, and he had a dream to give children access to an education that would allow them to go to college and really pursue their dreams. You know, he had founded a school called the SAV School in this area where a lot of students didn't have access to an education. And he told us that he had a lot of problems at this time. You know, a lot of his students had lacked access to basic resources like paper from time to time, and he didn't even have an internet access at the school. He had to walk actually 90 minutes just to get to an internet cafe where he'd have access to internet about 1 hour every 2 weeks. So what Open World, you know, at the beginning, we just wanted to get two laptops and internet access to the SAV school. And after 3 months of fundraising, we raised $5,000, brought them two laptops, internet access, and a new library. And on April 3rd, 2011, we had our first successful Skype call with the SAV students, and a day which is still one of the best days of my whole life, I would say.
Now, Connor, can you give us a little bit of details on how Open World went from a high school senior project to a campus-wide organization?
Yeah, definitely. What actually happened is that now, going back a few years, Ben and I are both juniors now, what happened was is that after we completed the initial mission of getting them the laptops and internet access and being able to furnish the library for them, we got to KU as freshmen. We didn't know anything about what college was going to be like, but we were starting to think, you know, how are we going to move forward from this point? And we spent a lot of time thinking of, you know, different ways to raise money or different ways to sort of get some more people involved. And I think what we kept coming back to is we need to find more passionate individuals. We need to find people who are like us, who want to help. And we figured if we exist, there have to be others, you know. So we started thinking, you know, just in our own area. I mean, we're at this university, and now we have immense opportunities before us. So what if we started a student organization? And so we spent the last semester of freshman year sort of planning, you know, in our heads and sort of on paper every now and again how that would go. And then at the beginning of sophomore year, again, this was a year ago now, we just decided, yeah, let's go for it. So we talked to professors to get the advisors, and then we went through the paperwork and the stuff online that's required to become a student organization on campus. And with a little time, we also added another member to the cause, Nikki Richardson, who helps out with so much. You know, we just sort of got the right group of people together, and from there we've sort of been building and trying to create ways for people to get involved. And so that's sort of what we've been moving on from.
Now, Ben, do you mind laying out what are some of the current issues the SAV school is facing that Open World is hoping to help with?
Yeah, definitely. Well, after we were successful in bringing the SAV school laptops and internet access, for a while we thought we were probably done in our efforts in helping the SAV school. But the summer before our freshman year here at KU, we found out that the landowner who actually owned the school buildings of Govinda School, or the SAV School, was starting to revoke access to different parts of their land. They ended up losing half of their school buildings. The landowner thought he found something more profitable to actually use his land, or something else where he could utilize his land. And also, he started taking away their playground as well. And we realized that we wanted Open World, that perhaps the Open World project could be more than just getting two laptops and internet access to the SAV school. Perhaps we could do something to build an entirely new school for the SAV school. And so now our current mission is to bring, is to help build a school with running water, electricity, as well as internet access for the students of the SAV school. And it's going to cost $140,000 in order for us, to be successful. But our mission, Govinda told us, in our first Skype call that the reason why he started the school is that he had a dream that he could help his students go to college or help children in the area be able to go to college. And we want to help Govinda get to that dream or reach that dream.
Another thing that we found was that the school is affected by a monsoon season. So different areas of the school buildings were regularly affected by torrential downpours that would, these buildings are made out of mud and brick. And so that amount of rain would tear these buildings down, and Govinda would spend time and resources on rebuilding these buildings. The rooms would get flooded. The kids wouldn't have a place to go. And so as we moved forward, it became clearer and clearer that building a new school was just the thing to do.
All right. Now, here's the big question. How can students and interested people get involved with the organization? What kind of things can they do to help?
What we're starting to move towards is doing a lot of different campus events. We're going to be looking at doing some events where people who are a part of the organization can come and be a part of a Skype call with the SAV school to get to know the students and to have a little bit of a cultural exchange. This is, again, in Nepal, so the difference in worldview is so much, it's really something you can appreciate once you have a Skype call with someone who's so far away. And so that's something that we're going to be offering. And we're also going to be looking at doing like chalking events, awareness campaigns, opportunities for people to volunteer at tablings and to hand out flyers around town, go to businesses. I mean, we just have so many ideas. And as a new organization, one of the things that we think is going to be beneficial to people is that if they join us, they sort of get to grow with us. They sort of get to contribute. You're not just a figurehead, or you're not just someone who joins the group and doesn't do anything. We really want the people who are part of the Open World organization to be active members and people who feel like what their ideas are can be contributed and can help us out immensely.
And the easiest way, I would say, to get involved, just go to our website, openworldcause.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/openworldcause, and either like the page or you can contact us, from either of those pages. And there are a lot of ways that, a lot of easy ways that you can provide just vital assistance to the SAV school and the school children who go there.
Anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
We've had a lot of success here, I would say, in the last year with assisting the SAV school. We've partnered 7 different classrooms here in the United States with the SAV school, and we think there are a lot of educational opportunities, not only in Nepal, but for classrooms here in the U.S. as well. We think people here who are aspiring, who want to be teachers, who are education majors, the SAV school really benefits when teachers, if you have a lesson plan you want to try out, they do all kinds of, teachers in the United States do all kinds of Skype calls where they actually do their lesson plan to the SAV children, and it's amazing. The response that we've had every time has been overwhelmingly positive. We actually just partnered with another organization too, and were able to provide clean water filters to the SAV school. This was a major breakthrough because the water that the children had at the school was actually from a pipeline that was connected directly to a river without any filter whatsoever. So we think there are a lot of opportunities to make a real change here, and we're actually right now hoping to travel to the school through KU's Travel Abroad program in the spring break of 2015. So there's a lot on their horizon, and we'd love to have you get involved.
As mentioned earlier, if you would like to get involved with Open World, you can visit their website at www.openworldcause.com, like them on Facebook at Open World Project, or follow them on Twitter at Open World Cause.